Hey guys, it's Sonia, and welcome back to the You Are Blossoming podcast, where we talk about spirituality, self-betterment, and all of the things that actually matter in life. This podcast is here to uplift you, make you feel good, and help you find yourself and connect with yourself on a much deeper level. And that's where the spirituality aspect comes in. That's where the self-betterment aspect comes in. And that's why these are the things that matter in life. You matter. Your relationship with who you are matters. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, make sure to give it a 5-star review. It really helps us get the podcast out to more people. If you enjoy this episode, make sure to share it on your story. Tag me at Sonia X Singh and at You Are Blossoming, because I always love seeing who I'm helping, who I'm speaking to, and who tunes in every week. Before we get into today's episode, I have a quick life update with you. Just this past Saturday, I shot my 4-page spread that's going to be in Fort Lauderdale Fashion Week magazine for their July 2022 issue. This experience was so amazing, and I am absolutely grateful for this opportunity that I received to fulfill one of my dreams that I've always wanted to accomplish, which was to be in a magazine. And on Saturday, it was such a surreal feeling, knowing that everyone there that put this photo shoot together, they did that for me. I honestly just felt really special, and it was an ode to how hard I've been working for the past 5 years that I've been really trying to put myself out there as a petite model, as a creator. And this year was the year that I told myself that I'm gonna step out of my comfort zone. I'm gonna do the things that scare me the most, because honestly, doing the things that scares you is the only way that you're gonna grow. And because I did what scared me, it aligned me with such amazing people. It's so funny, because last year I wrote in my journal that I want to start creating with more local South Florida creatives. And Saturday was exactly that. I met so many people through Fort Lauderdale Fashion Week, and those people I really appreciate so much, because I've grown so much because of them. And they see my potential. They see who I am as a person. Because I wrote that last year, I set it out into the universe that I want to find my soul tribe. I want to find the people that's going to uplift me and help me on this journey that we call life. This week's episode, we're going to talk about how to attract and find your soul tribe, aka your people. Just a couple weeks ago, I started listening to a new podcast called To Be Magnetic, hosted by Lacey Phillips. And she uses this term called expanders. And expanders are the people that you meet on your journey that help you achieve your dreams, that help you become a better version of you. And I've met so many expanders this year, and this year has been one of the most successful years in my modeling career. And it's funny, because this was the year that I really put myself out there as a model. And not just as a content creator on Instagram and a creative director, but as someone that is working with other creatives. And working with other people, expanding your network, that's how you grow in this industry. That's how you propel yourself to your next level self, is by collaborating with like-minded individuals. And we're going to talk about how to find those people, how to attract those people, because those are the people that you want on your journey, that understand you, who have the same interests as you, that you could be yourself with, and that they admire you, and there's a mutual respect. The very first thing that you need to do in order for you to attract and find your soul tribe is to let go of those mental blocks that make you feel like you're not worthy. And to be honest, I felt like this for the longest time. I felt like I wasn't worthy to find people that valued me for me because of my past relationships, because of my past friendships. I was so scarred by relationships that I had. Sometimes we're not always the best of friends with people, and it's okay. Like, sometimes we don't have the best judgment with certain people, or we're just at a very weird place in our life where we can't be there for those people, right? And because I held on to these mental blocks for a long time, I just felt like I wasn't worthy of attracting and finding people that valued me for me. And so because of that, I never put myself out there. And it was really hard for me to maintain friendships because I felt like I wasn't worthy of them because of my past experiences. Those were learning opportunities that help shape you into becoming a better person, a better friend, and a better partner. We learn from our mistakes. And it's not to say that those people that were in my past, it was all their fault. I have to take responsibility for certain friendships as well. And I learned to take responsibility. And because I took the responsibility for that, forgave myself for that, I was able to let go of those mental blocks. And this is a very vulnerable topic for me to share because I'm someone who really tries to just stay in my own lane. I just try to do things on my own and not have to rely on other people. But I realized that it was very isolating for me to not put myself out there and to not give more friendships a try. This year, I really wanted to put myself out there, step out of my comfort zone, and just do something for me that I wanted to work on. And because of that, I attracted such amazing people in my life. A lot of it had to do with me realizing my worth, me realizing how amazing of a person I am, and those past relationships, those past experiences don't define who I am today. And I don't want those mental blocks to define who you are because we're able to evolve. We're able to grow and change. That's what life is about. We're able to learn from the history that we wrote. One thing that I realized was that no one could make me feel good unless I made myself feel good. And that's why I became my own best friend. If you're in that predicament right now where you feel that the friendships that are around you right now aren't the most healthy for you, or if you're still holding on to past relationships, whether it be a significant other that you broke up and you still feel like a part of you holds on to them, listen to episode 20. I talked about how to create your own happiness and be your own best friend. And that truly is the first way to heal yourself in order for you to attract the right people into your life, whether it be friends, business partners, or a relationship, your soulmate, your twin flame, whatever it is. Once I let go of those toxic friendships and relationships, I started loving me for me. And when you start to love you for you, that's when the right people come along. Which leads us into our second topic. Let go of any and all relationships that are fake, that aren't serving you. So this could be your current quote unquote friendships, or this could be your past friendships and relationships that you still hold onto. Because these friendships are not serving you. And because of that, they're taking up space in your life where you could allow for actual genuine friendships to come in. What do I mean by toxic friend groups, relationships? If your friends or your partner bring you down, they aren't happy for you, they downplay your success or your accomplishments, they talk about you behind your back, they make fun of you for doing what you love, these people do not deserve your energy. Because your soul tribe, the people that you want to attract in your life, those people are in your corner. They uplift you and they want more for you and they're excited about who you are. They appreciate you for you. Those are the friends that make you want to be better. And those are the people that you want to surround yourself with. And sometimes it's hard to find those people because we live in a world where if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. And yes, it's good to be there for other people because you want them to do the same for you, but it's hard to find those genuine friendships. We'll get into how to find those genuine friendships in a little bit. In order to really attract those genuine friendships, attract those people, you have to cut ties. You have to cut ties with the ones that drain your energy, that dim your light. And it may seem harsh, but your self-love has a lot to do with who you are and the people that you allow into your space. And if you don't have self-love for yourself, if you don't have self-worth, then you're probably attracting other people that have those same insecurities, that have those same skeletons in their closet, so to speak. Those friends, they love that type of company. They are insecure. They see that you're insecure. And so it's just an insecure party of toxic people. And I'm not saying that because you're insecure, you're toxic. But majority of the time, if you are insecure, you tend to project your insecurity onto other people. And let's say you have a toxic friend, right? You have a friend that's super insecure, but you start getting yourself out of your insecurity. You start finding your self-love and your self-worth, and you start doing things to make you feel better. And when they see that, they're jealous of that because they're not there yet. They're not on that level yet. And so when they see that, they try to bring you down. They try to suck you back in to being in that little insecure puddle that you guys were in together at one point. And it's okay for other people to not be on your level. We give those people love. We give those people grace. But at the same time, we have to know when to cut the ties to the people that don't want to see you succeed, that don't want you to better yourself, because those are the people that are going to hold you back from really stepping into your highest self, from really attracting the right people into your life, because those are the people that are taking up space in your network. Because misery loves company. But in order for you to really attract the right people into your life, you have to love you for you so those people can love you for you. So starting with the fresh, clean slate and taking the time to be your own best friend, finding who you are, will align you with the right people that will uplift you and make you want to strive for better. But you have to cut ties with those insecure people, with those people that want to keep you small, with the people that talk shit about you. You don't want to entertain that type of energy because you have self-worth, because you have self-love. And when you have self-worth and when you have self-love, you're able to recognize that those people are not on your level yet. When they're not on your level, maybe you can help them, but my love, people will only help themselves if they want to be helped. It's really hard to change people. They have to want it for themselves. If you're on this journey of your wholesome girl summer, of you wanting to better yourself, do it for you. Don't do it for other people. And when you do it for you, I'm telling you, a lot of people are going to exit your life. And when they exit your life, let them exit. You're starting a new chapter of yourself. You're evolving, you're learning, you're growing. In order for you to expand, in order for you to find those expanders, you have to feel worthy enough for them. And how do you feel worthy? You love yourself. You enjoy who you are. You embrace who you are, and you don't let the energy vampires hold you down. Which leads us into our next topic, is to become magnetic. The energy that you put out is the energy that you attract. For you to attract your soul tribe, you have to be what you want to attract. So remember when I said that it's hard to find genuine people, genuine friendships out in this world, because we really live in an eye for an eye world, which sucks. But there are those genuine, kind people out there. You just have to find them. And I know that it's so easy to say, you just have to find them. But I'll tell you, I have found those people. And it took a lot of cutting ties with toxic, opportunist people in order for me to find the right people in my life. So how are you going to find genuine, kind, open, trustworthy people? You have to be genuine, kind, open, and trustworthy. The energy that you are is the energy that you attract, and these are the traits that make you magnetic. When you're genuine, people want to be your friend. When you're kind, people want to be your friend. When you're open and trustworthy, people want to be your friend. So having a warm energy that embraces the room will attract people towards you. One thing that I started doing whenever I would go to these events and meetups, I make it a point to talk to people. I make it a point to give someone a compliment because you never know where that compliment will take you. For my introverts, I know it's freaking hard to put yourself out there, but if you really want to find people, to attract the right people into your life, you have to put yourself out there. And I know it's scary, but when you realize that literally everybody in the room is scared to talk to each other, it's a little less daunting because everyone feels scared. It's scared walking into a room of people that you don't know. But when you love yourself and you're secure with who you are, you can give someone a compliment easily, and that compliment will start a conversation and it will break the ice. When you walk into a room, when you walk into an event, hype yourself up and say, I am magnetic. I am an amazing person. People love my energy. I attract amazing people into my life. I know it sounds a little crazy to do that before an event, but let me tell you, when you hype yourself up like this, you're on this like high of, man, I'm badass. I'm worthy of people talking to me. And when you feel worthy of people talking to you, people want to talk to you because that's the energy that you're emitting. That's the energy that you're attracting. And of course, this can attract bad people, aka energy vampires, but just be wary of the characteristics of those type of people. Let's say you walk into the room, you give someone a compliment, and they kind of brush off your compliment and almost make you feel like, why did this person talk to me? Okay, well, you know that that person has their insecurities, they're not on your level yet, and that is fine, that is great. You send them love, but you don't take it personal. You just move on and you say, okay, well, I know what you're about. So if you're ready to let go of your insecurities and you want to come talk to me, then that's totally fine. The people that you strike up a conversation with, that it feels natural, you don't have to force a conversation with, those are the people that are interested in talking to you and that are secure with themselves. And eventually, sometimes those insecure people will come around and they'll realize, oh, I shouldn't feel threatened by this person. Maybe they're actually like a cool person and maybe I was just judging them. A lot of the times that's how it happens. And my girls, you know what I'm talking about. Women are a different breed. It's hard to make girl friendships because a lot of girls are insecure. And, you know, I used to be insecure. And I'm not saying that I'm not insecure still. I still have my insecure days. But being open, warm, and genuine is the best way to approach people. It's the best way to make friendships. And if you're standoffish, you feel that you're a little too good for other people, then you're probably not going to make friends easily. People don't want to be friends with people who standoffish, right? And a lot of those people will show you who they are right when you meet them, okay? So just be wary and don't judge people. Sometimes people aren't on your level yet and it's okay. Like I said, eventually some of them may come around, and it's happened to me a lot. Don't take things personally, but also make sure to stand your ground, keep that wall up. If you do approach someone who isn't on your level yet, don't let them make you feel small is what I'm trying to say. Which leads me into our last topic is to be comfortable with being you. You never want to pretend to be someone that you're not. Okay, if you have to change who you are, your morals, your values, just to fit in, then these aren't the right people to surround yourself with. You want to be yourself unconditionally because pretending to be someone that you're not is exhausting. And eventually, people will know that you're wearing a mask. And it's not fair for you or the people that think that they know you because essentially you're being fake. You have to be comfortable with being you in order for you to find and attract the right people. So tell yourself that you're amazing. that whoever gets to be your friend, whoever gets to feel and be around your energy is special. And of course, we have to keep our ego in check because we don't want to be cocky and feel that we're too good for people. Because remember, that stems from insecurity. We know who we are, we know what our worth is, and when we know that, we're able to attract and entertain the right friendships. So remember to keep that ego in check. You're not too good for people, but if someone crosses your path that you don't really vibe with, doesn't mean that you have to be mean to them. Doesn't mean you have to treat them the way that they treat you. You just be the better person and you say, okay, I'm comfortable with being me. I see that you're not comfortable with being yourself. So I'm gonna go over here and I'm gonna mingle with the people who are comfortable with themselves because those are the people that I want to attract. When you are yourself, people admire that because they can be themselves around you. So if you respect who you are, people will respect you. Don't dim your light for other people. Keep true to who you are and the right people will come along that want to embrace you and help you on this journey we call life. To wrap up today's episode, I'm gonna pull an affirmation card and an angel card because I'm feeling like your angels want to say something to you. So let's see what affirmation spirit wants you to affirm today, whenever you're listening to this episode. The angel card that came out is obsidian, and obsidian represents grounding, shielding, and void. So this really pertains to those of you who need to let go of those toxic people in your life. This is your sign to let go of that person that isn't serving you. And when you do that, you're grounding yourself, you're standing your ground, and you're realizing your self-worth by shielding yourself from those people that don't want the best for you. And even if you are the toxic one, this is your sign to, hey, I'm being toxic. Let me not be this way. Let me figure my shit out. Go within. Do some shadow work. Find out what insecurities are bogging you down. Because if you're the toxic one in the relationship, doing this similar work, everything that we talked about in this episode can help you as well. The affirmation card that flew out is, when I surrender my will to the care of spirit and the universe, I attune my energy with an ever-present stream of well-being. So when you surrender and when you say, all right, I realize that I need to let go of some people or I need to fix myself, you start aligning with the energy that will help you feel good. You start aligning with the people that are going to uplift you. When you realize that you need to cut ties with someone or when you realize it within yourself that you need to do some inner work. So I hope that this episode made you feel good, gave you a little bit of insight on how to really attract the right people into your life. This can be friendships, relationships, if it's your significant other, your soulmate, a twin flame. All of these things will help you find the right people and align you with the right people. If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure to share it in your story. Tag me at Sonia X Singh and at You Are Blossoming. And of course, to spread the good vibes of this podcast, make sure to give us a 5-star rate. I love you guys so, so much. And I will talk to you guys really soon. Bye.